Right. She learned from the Baden. Since she learned some Gemara. What's Pshat? Hanicha, what's good? Hanicha. It's good. That what? Good. I need what you must say to include it. That's the what? Hanicha, lemand yama davar gal mam kamam and dami. It's good. That what? Good. That what? Good that I have to burn Yami's chavetz. See Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Hanicha mina. Hanicha hada mina de mishumach bayis aser. What does that mean? If you hold davar gal mam kamam and dami, then what? It makes sense why achrayus yichayev. Because it's your mamin. And no achrayus yipato, because it's not your mamin. And what do I need by yimatze for? What? Well, we're saying it's good like the man yama davar agar mamin kim mamin. According to Rav, davar agar mamin kim mamin dami. Okay, good. So what are we saying? Hanicha. Hanicha, it's good if you hold davar agar mamin kim mamin dami. It's good that what? We have to make two things good. We have to make it good that Yechayiv is Yimakabal Achrayis. That makes sense. Davar agar mamin kim mamin dami. And what do I need my Yimatze for? So I need my Yimatze to teach us that to well, that, in other words, from Lacha, I know from Moshe Lachem that you're part of the guy's son. Right? Lacha, from Moshe Lachem. So I would think that you're part of the Xerah curses of Lacha on everything. That's why I need Lai Matze. Now, if you tell me I need Lai Matze for Bal Yasmin, you're right, I need Lai Matze for Bal Yasmin. But the Brisa said I need it for a guy's comet too. Right? The Brisa said Yahu. To lay admin, or by a couple of percent for another. So what comes out? What do I need by your monthly for? Behold, you have to realize we pass the Davar Gam and Mamma commandments. So we have to understand primarily the Mandiyama. Of course, you have to understand both Mandiyama when you learn the Gemara. But we're working towards the Maskana. But that's the Hidiyami. First, the first wash. Before we get to the second wash. The first wash, Hanikh Mandiyama Davar Gam and Mamma Dami. It's good. What's good? Two things are good. First, what's good? The halacha that achrayus is chayus. That's good. Then we're going to come on and down. What in the world do I need my yimatzei for? Why the brisa said I need my yimatzei? So it will turn out that you only need my yimatzei to cancel out the lacha. If it didn't say lacha, if it didn't say my yimatzei, I would know. Then we're going to come on and down. But since it says lacha, v'lo shalachem. I would think, no matter that I could take a guy's chametz b'achrayis, so lo yimatze comes to cancel out the lacha. Now lacha doesn't apply in the case of achrayis. A lot remains that davar agar mamin kamamin dami, and that's why if you have a pekad b'achrayis, you chay. Do we understand the Gemara? Do we understand how? Again. The easy Gemara I just made a complicated. The Gemara says like this: Hani chalamad yama davar gal mam kamam and dami. It's good. Elamad yama lav kamam and dami make lameiman. But the kasha, if it's lav kamam and dami, it's shver. Why? What? By chayes yaver chametz. Make lameiman shani hachadam alayim matz. What's the tarif? Does yahal davar gal mam and lav kamam and? It's good. Really, the Sfara would tell you that you're potter, because davar agar mamin is lav kamamin. And I need my yimatzei to say, gzeres hakasa, that's your chayis. It's easy. You have davar agar mamin lav kamamin, say gishmak. Sfara says you're potter, gzeres hakasa says you're chayis. No problem. Now, this would be the end of the Gemara, there's no way to the end. What's the maskana? Let the man you have a davar agar mamin kamamin davar. Why are you chayiv? What is the guideline of chiyuv on a pekad of a guy? And if a yid has a guy pekad, he's chayiv because the true or false? A guy is chayiv. A yid who holds a guy pekad is chayiv because davar agam l'mam kamam adam. True or false? According to my stance. That's right. That's why we're catching up to Gemara now. Which way? Again, the question is it a true statement that that the maskana now is, before the kriyam, the maskana is, why if I'm a kabbal of guys pekadim? Somebody asks you a question. I took a guys pekadim, why am I chayiv? So you answer it with a chayiv. Why am I chayiv? So you tell him, because davar agam l'mamim kamamim. Is that the truth? It sounds like that's the truth from this Gemara. That's the question. We assume the hanicha that it started with remains. Hanicha l'mandi amadam agam l'kamam adam. So according to the maskana of the Gemara, if you have a guy pekadim b'afrayis, why you chayiv? Because davar agam l'mamim kamam adam. Okay, we're all in agreement? Yes.
Why can't
someone take it down? I'll let you take it down and we'll see. I'll give you an opportunity. Now you're anticipating that I'm going to say the Kriyami is different. So let's see if it's different. You'll tell me, you'll listen to your question, okay? I've just said the glass the wrote a piece of Gemara when it says Hanicha, it says that I have from the Hanicha. That's what it usually says. But it says Hanicha like him, what about like him? So usually we assume that it's remaining with the Hanicha. Whatever it said Hanicha, we assume remain. Let's see, Ikidiyam. Now, Ikidiyam, we start the other. Hani, Chlamadi, Amadavar, Adan, Lamam, Lakam, Amindami, Hain, Vitra, Chlayimatsa. Same as before. You hold, Dava, Adan, Lamam, and Lakam, Amin, so I need Layimatsa. El, Lamadi, Amakam, Amindami, Layimatsa, Lamali. If you hold, Dava, Adan, Lamam, and Dami, why do I need Layimatsa? What does that mean? That means without Layimatsa, I would know. Davar Agam L'mamim Kamamim Dami. Right? That's the last question. Now the Gemara doesn't answer, since I have L'cha, I would think L'cha is Memayit. A guy, that's why I need Layimatsa. That's not the Gemara's Teret. The Gemara's Teret. The Gemara answers no. It's Sa'akadai Techamino Hayo V'chi Yisei Hada Be'ene. Since calls a man that the Pekadim is in existence, you have to give it back. You can't tell the guy, I want to give you money instead of the pekad. You have to give the hadar ba'ed, you have to return it ba'ed. Babishu sekai, kamash malad. I would think since you have to give it back ba'ed, see, we don't say davar agar l'mamin. In this case, we don't say davar agar l'mamin kamamin dami. Kamash malad, that. For some might say that. That. You're either by a rabbi, you might say, of course it's a davar agam l'mamim kamamim. Well, despite the fact that it's not a davar agam l'mamim. You follow the question first. This is the question. This is Rav Shmuel's way to learn. When the Gemara says, so kamash malan that. So you could say kamash malan that. This is also considered davar agam l'mamim kamam adam. Or you could say kamash malan. No, you're right. It's not davar agam l'mamim. It's not davar agam l'mamim kamam adam. Kamash malan you chayiv anyway. There's the cost of vayimatsa. So anytime you try to fit it into pshat, it's complicated. But in a nutshell, the shaila that Rav Shmuel is declaring is, when all is said and done, when we finish this sugya, is there a rule of davar hagayim l'mamim kamamim dami by chametz? Or not? Do hilchos chametz depend on davar hagayim l'mamim? Or not? In other words, we have a given. If you take a pekadim from someone, and you're a kabbalah chayis, you're chayis, we all know that. Why are you chayis? Two answers. Either you're chayiv because davar agam l'mamim is kamamim, or you're chayiv because if there's a custom, why you might say? And any time you're chayiv b'chayiv, you say you're chayiv. There are two ways of phrasing, obviously there'll be nafkaminis, two ways of phrasing the maskana of this gemara in the kamash malan. And if you look at the gemara carefully, you'll see that you can touch it both ways. هذا في الثاني ساكت هذا خمينة هاي هذا في إسه هذا بعيني لا بشو سكاي I would have thought wow since you have to give it back to M therefore we don't say Dabar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Kamash Fulman that then Kamamin or that even if it's not Kamamin you have any last way about it
you
see guys what much better to say Kamash Fulman that not Kamamin and it's a Sakasin you like that way you like it or not
wasn't the original question
you see two ways that's a basic question right
wasn't the original question wrong why do you need Lomar
this is the second
shot
seems better second shot seems
better it's similar
okay
the whole part of the
Dabar Agar Mamamin
is going to happen
in
Pasir
Waimata.
In other words, not the
Dabar Agar Mamamin is a spark.
Right, same.
If
you run out the whole spark,
it's going to happen in Pasir Waimata. I would think that Hadabayne doesn't work. It's a bit of a tactic, right? You also agree the second way is a little more mistaken. The truth is, from Rashi, it's mastered the second way. Because Rashi says on the Havam, you know, Rashi seems to say it's endless. It brings the Gemara by Kabbalis, by Gadiv Kachim. Rashi seems to say the truth is, Dabar Agar Mamamin is only when it's not Hadar Ba'ene. So the Kamash Fulman is that it's Zeres HaKasim. So what comes out now from the second Lashon, if we're all in agreement, Kamash Fulman, that even though in this case it's not a Dabar Agar Mamamin, nevertheless, Yechayev of the Zeres HaKasim of Lo Yimase. That's how we're ending up with the second Lashon. Okay? So in the second Lashon, if somebody asks me a statement, I'm a Kabul Pekadon of a guy, Bachrayis, why am I Chayev? And I answer him, Dabar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Dami, is that true or false? False. So according to the second Lashon, it would turn out to be not true, the way we're understanding the second Lashon. Which is one side of Rav Shmuel Sakir. That if somebody asks me, why am I chayiv? And I answer him, what should I answer? Someone says, why am I chayiv and mekabel achrayis? I should answer him, says the kasuv of Vayimase. The first Lashon didn't seem that way. The first Lashon said, Hadi chalom adyam davar gal ramen kamamin. Behold, I'll write, then that's the reason. The first Lashon seemed to say, that if someone asks me, why am I chayiv? I have to answer him because davar gal ramen is kamamin. Now, Yossi, you still have a problem or no? It seems that the two Rishonos are different in what the Maskanas HaSugya is. The first Lashon holds that the rule of Dabar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Dami is the truth, like Dami Liyama, which we passed tonight. That the truth is Dabar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Dami, and that's why you have a Bayera if you have a Gaz Chavis, Bachrayis. The second Lashon seems to be saying, no. Dabar Agar Mamamin, I would have a Havamina over here. You're perfect, because it's not a case of Dabar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Dami. Kamash Mulam, Nachinami. It's not a case of Dabar Agar Mamamin. And we're not talking about Dabar Agar Mamamin, we're talking about Chiyav Achlayis. And Chiyav Achlayis is what's Machayi of a person. So what's a Nafkamina? So, it would be a Nafkamina in the case of a Gavin. Someone steals chametz. Somebody steals chametz. Real shlemiel, you know, he went to steal. I have Pesach. He stole chametz. Then he got this chametz over Pesach, and right place he's from. The other one who there's going to be either chametz all over Pesach. The other guy, who stole chametz. So let me just before we start, I'll tell you the rules of gezeira. I mentioned to you, I think last week, that a shomer pays kishas adeda. If you give me something to watch, it's yours until it gets destroyed. When it gets destroyed, I pay kishas adeda. What it's worth is the part of the adeda. It's not by a ganiv. The chiyuvim of a ganiv are kishas geneva. A ganiv, from the moment he steals, he has to pay. Let's say a ganiv steals $1,000 axe. The day after he steals it, the whole market for oxen go down the drain. And now the oxen are worth $500. How much does he have to pay? $1,000, like Shas Gazela. If he'd be a shomer and he took something to watch, that's worth $1,000 when he took it, and it becomes worth $500, and then it dies or it's the pshiasa, he only has to pay $500. Because he paid kishas aveda, a shomer paid kishas aveda, a ganiv or a gazlan paid kishas gazela. They pay what its value is, kishas gazela. Yes. If the animal still is around, he has a mitzvah of a heshev gazel to return the actual animal. He doesn't get a refund. But if the animal's not around, he only has to pay the value of the thing he stole. It rather works the other way too. The ganiv steals $1,000 behemoth, and it becomes worth $2,000. And he sells it, and he makes $2,000, he only has to pay the owner back $1,000. The ganiv could conceivably make money. So it's true. The ganiv pays kishas gazeli. A shomer pays kishas aveda. A shomer takes a $1,000 thing to watch. Its market value goes up to $2,000, and that's when it gets destroyed. You've got to pay $2,000. That's the difference between the kadeva and a... There are cases that say, "Dal behei, okay." But I mean, outside of that, I mean, in setting the value of the animal itself. So, God has paid kishas geneva, and a shomer pays kishas aveda.
What?
It could be a kula, it could be a chum. If the value goes up, value goes down.
If the value goes up, it
will come out easy again. It's chayte man. So what happens? Okay. Circumstances worked out that way. He didn't gain because he stole. The time he stole, he had to pay. He gained because it went up after. At any rate, a ganiv who steals chametz, the nignav is certainly not over b'ayira b'ayimase, not for shusai. He's certainly not over b'ayira b'ayimase, it's not under his control at all. The machlokes, the Rabban shita is that the goblin is either the Bavayira, and the Shita Mukubetzes in Baba Kama says that no, nobody is either on Bavayira or Bavayimase. Which way is more mistaber? Should the Gazlan be either on Bavayira or Bavayimase? Should the Gazlan be either? What do you think? What? Not his. But if it would be for Kadin, he'd be Chayiv. Is it any worse or better than a pekatan? What? He never made a kinyan, but a shomer also doesn't make a kinyan. Yes, kinyan is a lot. Shomer has the kinyan of a shomer. The ganiv is chayav achriyusa. No, it's not shalai. It's not his. He has no right to sell it. Kinyani Gzela are Shibud. Kinyani Gzela are Shibud. See, that's a Shibud. Is it more or less? I would understand that it's less. I'll tell you why. Is he Chayat Bach for you say now? If you hold, it's probably not right. He stole on Sunday, it was before Pesach. He owes the Nignav $1,000. He stole $1,000 worth of chametz, he owes the Nignav $1,000. On Monday. Is it correct to say that he's chayiv in the achrayus of this chametz? If something happens to the chametz, it's bachri yusay. Is that language accurate? It's not achray. He's not achray for it. Even Monday, he's still out of Pesach. You know, 2 days for it. He's not chayiv in the achrayus. It's not bachri yusay. It's not, if something happens, he has to pay because something happened to him. No. He has to pay because he stole it yesterday. What, if something happens to it on Monday, it's Pesach is Tuesday. He stole it on Sunday, now on Monday. Is he chayiv in the achrayus of the chametz? I would say he's not. What does achrayus mean? Achrayus means, if it gets damaged, he has to pay for the damage. He doesn't have to pay for the damage. He has to pay for the gazela from yesterday. Whatever happens to it today, you know what that is? That's a davar hagaru l'mamon. If it's still around, he can return it. And if it's not around, he can't return it. But he doesn't get a bigger financial obligation because it becomes damaged. If this chametz is hit by lightning or if it burns up in a fire, He doesn't pay the course it's burnt in the fire.
His financial obligation is money.
The thing is there, he has a mitzvah saseh to return. But his financial obligation is one of money. He owes $1,000.
And we will hire the same thing.
You see, achrayus means that if something happens to it, I'm going to have to pay. I'm ashamed. If anything happens to the thing I'm watching, I'm going to have to pay. That's not true by a guy. A guy has to pay because he stole it yesterday. It doesn't matter if something happens to it today. His obligation is yesterday's obligation, not today's obligation. You can't call it achrayus. You could call it davar hagayim l'mam. Because cause a man is still here, he could say, Harei shalach lefanecha. He can go, even if the value changed. As long as he has the gzeil in his hand, he can say, Harei shalach lefanecha. You have it back, and I'm off the hook. But he's not, it's a davar hagayim l'mam. But to say it's chayav achrayusa is not accurate. Now to say it's his is also not accurate. It would be a lulav or an esrig. Could he be yaitzah with that lulav? Has to be lachem. Here this is Eskot Lacha. That has to either be Lacha. There are only two psukim. There's Lacha, which is a Miyut, and there's Laimati, which is a Rebu. Well, that's why you must say Ma'abe. Is it Ma'abe Davar Agar Mamamin? Or is it Ma'abe Achiv Achrayis? It depends on these two ways to learn. Maybe you learn Davar Agar Mamamin is Ma'abe. That Laimati is Ma'abe Davar Agar Mamamin Kamam and Dami. That's the criteria. So then the Gatlin is Chayim. If you learn that Loye Mate teaches you anytime you Chayim Bach Yusa, this is not a case for you Chayim Bach Yusa.
According to them, the other one is not
that right.
Because
they don't think the Gatlin is going to tell you that they're going to have. According to them, the Gatlin never had Kabbalah Sacharias. He's never met Kabbalah Sacharias on this. There's no Kabbalah of Kabbalah Sacharias.
Right now, this comment is saying that you hear this from when it was stolen. So this thing is yours now. The comment is yours. The
comment is yours. Yours. Yeah, but you can say it's not yours. You can't shake it and be like, this is Lulav. I'm sorry, it's the stolen Lulav. It's not Lachem.
It's different than a Chayyab.
Put it this way. If I tell you there's a sheet in the Rishayim that holds the God from his father, it's not the other way. There's a sheep in the Rishayim that holds the God with his father. Okay? There's such a day in the Rishayim. So now, obviously, he doesn't hold totally in Davar Agar Mamamin. How are you going to explain him? He can only be explained if he holds that it's totally in Kabbalah Sakhlai alone. What I'm saying is, there are two ways to learn the Gemara. One way is that it depends on Davar Agar Mamamin Kamamin Dami. One way that depends on Achrayis. A Nafkamina is a case of Gezeila. That'll be a Nafkamina. That's basically part of the Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel goes into big long Pulpulin, but this is a small piece of it where he's titled and it's not like it's the Ramban and the Shita Mukubetz. There's another case which Shmuel does not bring down but might be totally in this. Maybe it'll be an easier case than Gezeila. Nobody likes that the Godwin benefits, so that's why you have resistance to this. It's a different case. The case later on Daf Mem Vav. It's Pesach. You're baking matzahs. You have to take challah. So you break off a piece of dough from the dough. You made a dough to bake matzahs. You took off a piece of challah. That piece of challah, if that becomes chametz, are you over in any other? So the Gemara says what? You're having a mind to burn it. Are you over an aveir on that chametz? Oh, good. Okay, one second. Good question. The Gemara on Mem Vav says, "Loi zehu chametz shemuzer alav." At least, like one man the Yama there, "Loi zehu chametz shemuzer alav." That's not the chametz that we're warned on. And as she says, "Mishum de lati day." Chametz not yours. Chametz belongs to the Shevet Akuna. Once you say zu chametz, it's not yours anymore. You're not over by Rabbi. As they state in the Gemara on that tempah. Yeah. in Hilchus Chala, there's a machlokes achrayim. Let's say it's not Pesach, regular day. I bake my challah for Shabbos, or I make cookies, whatever it is I'm making. Okay, I separate challah, and something happens to that challah. That challah becomes lost. Do I have to replace it to the kayak? We're talking about the time that the challah is given to the kayak. Am I chayav back for you, say? Do I have to replace that challah or not? Am I chayav that chayav for challah? So most achrayim hold no. You separate challah, it's a done deal. If the challah gets lost, so maybe you're ashamed of the challah, I don't know. But there's no din achrayim inside of the challah. The Birkei Yaisis Shita, which is brought down in Yerideya, in the Pesach Tshuva, Shin Chofei, in the challah. The Birkei Yaisis holds, you're obligated to replace the challah. If something happens to the challah, you're obligated to replace. What's the kashya?
So it is,
but I do it. Oh, Kasha is. Kasha on the Birkei Yaisid. No? Not these Kasha? The Birkei Yaisid says, Yechayv the Yechayv of Chala. So that's fair. The Gemara says that on Pesach, you're not Muzer on it. The Gemara says on Pesach, a Chala. You're not Muzer, you're not Abayi or Abayi Matzei. If you chayav Achri Yisrei, so you are either. If you chayav Achri Yisrei. So how could you say Chalav? You chayav Achri Yisrei. The Gemara says the Feirish, there's no Abayi or Abayi Matzei or Chalav. Are you going to tell me that you chayav the Achrayis of Chalav? If you chayav the Achrayis, it should be Abayi or Abayi Matzei. That's a Kasha, it says Makshim Ha'olam. That's Ike Yam. In Simon Yutes Oisches says Makshin Ha'olam the belt is this kasha on the Berkeis. How could you say Yechayv Achri Yisrei? If so, you should be able to come to the Pesach. Kavod Yikasha. So he brings from Chacham Echad who said the following terrors. That the terrors is, and you'll hopefully you'll chaf, it has to do with how you run our service. He says, let's say I have a 10-pound dough. I separate one kezayis for challah, and that kezayis gets lost. We said the first thing I suppose you have to replace it. Why do you have to replace it? Not because you're achroi on that kezayis for challah, but because the other 10 pounds becomes heavy. The 10 pounds of isa of dough only are misukan, they're only mutter to eat if this challah that you're giving to a kayin. If the challah which you separated becomes destroyed before you give it to the kayin, if that challah becomes destroyed, so then your isa is tevel. That's why the Birkei Yaisis said that you have to replace it. Now, if that's true, are you chayav in the achrayus of the kezayis? Not really. Let's say that kezayis gets lost, and you say, you know what, take the whole 10 pounds of dough and throw it in the garbage. Would you have to replace the kezayis? No. You're not chayav to replace the kezayis. It's just that the dough remains tevel because there's no challah that's been given to the kayin for it. You follow the case? When I separate a kezayis from this dough, and that kezayis gets ruined, the reason I have to replace it is not, it's because I have a 10-pound dough for which no challah was taken. The challah was taken was destroyed. So I have to, why do I have to replace it? Not because I have to replace it because I'm chayav Achri Yisrei. I have to challah. You have to separate dough and give it to the kayin. You didn't do it. So you have to separate again. But let's say a person would say, I don't want to use this dough. I'll throw the dough in the garbage. Then he won't have to replace the kezayis. He's not chayav the achrayus of the kezayis. It's not the word at all. He's not chayav b'achri yusai. He just, in order to fix the isa, he's got to replace he's got to separate challah one more time. So what comes out is that this case of dough, of challah, It's something you're not chayav back where you say, but it's a davar hagarim l'mamet. If you lose this kazayis, you're going to have to replace it. It is a davar hagarim l'mamet k'mam and dami. Because if you lose the kazayis, you're going to have to replace it. Because you do want the 10 pounds of dough. But really, you're not chayav the achrayis of that kazayis. You're not chayav back where you say. So this afike yam, this terrace of this chakam echad would seem to be that in the Maskana we don't pass kizavar agar mamam kamam and dami. This chakam echad holds that kizayis of challah is something which you're not oiva by or by imatik tzidachay b'achu yusuf. Now the afike yam asks ayis kizavar agar mamam kamam and dami. Afike yam holds that in the Maskana depends on davar agar mamam. This Chacham Echad said, no, it doesn't depend on davar agar mamam, it depends on Chiyav Achrayis. And there is no real Chiyav Achrayis on this Kazayis of Chal. We don't pass on the Bechiyas. No, and it could be Sardim do, I don't know. But the Bechiyas is the Chidar. No, see, nowadays that it's Tomeid is an Umdana, the claim is Kibbutz Kabbalti, the claim is not interested in it.
How do you keep
the go? So if the claim is Marcos, it didn't mamam. The kind of mashbol is modern, so kind of take the challah. He can't tell me to eat it, so he can tell me to do whatever I want.
He was still not challah.
What?
He didn't have
to eat it. Well, not the challah. Had to be that we destroy the challah. But again, the nekuda I just want, I want you to chah. What am I trying to do here today? I'm trying to think up a case that'll be a nafkamina. That'll be a davar adai l'mamin k'mamin, and you're not chayav back for Yusuf. This case of challah is such a unique case. It's a case where it's a davar agar mamam. If you lose the kazayis, then you're going to have to replace the kazayis. But you're not chayav b'achri yusa. You're not really chayav in the achrayis. It's this kazayis. I'll give you an example. Let's say I separated the kazayis for challah. It got lost. Now I go again, I take half the kazayis. I'm yaitzim. Because for challah, you can take the mashu. So the first thing was a full kazayis. It got lost. Instead of that, I take half a kazayis, it's also fine. Because I'm mechayev to replace the first one. I'm just mechayev to take challah from the dough. If the first one is lost, I have to take challah again. So the first one being lost is a davar agar l'mamin. It makes me do it again. But it's not a case of achrayis, because I don't have to replace the thing that was lost. This is an example of something that will be enough. Gemina, the two ways to learn the Gemara. And the question of whether in the Maskana Sasugya it's accurate to say, true or false, that Hilchas Chametz depend on Davar Agar Mamam. This would be enough. Gemina between the two ways to learn. Okay, let's go on. Baibi Nehmi Rava, Behemis Arnuna, Chayavis V'Chayra, Ayin Chayavis V'Chayra. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? But what's Behemis Arnuna? I have 1,000 animals, 100. Income tax. That's another, right? The animals, the king is going to come, he's going to take off my taxes of 10%. So I have 1,000 animals, 100. One of these animals, the Hemus Anuna, one of the 100, I guess they designated which 100. Is that what it sounds like? That one of those gave birth. Or maybe one of the 1,000. From which the kind is going to say, which the mouth is going to say, one of the 1,000 gave birth. So chayav is chayav, chayav is chayav. Wow, what's the shaila? So Rashi says, because yad goy be'emtza, you have a shiftus of a guy, that's what we do in Eretz Yisrael today. If a Jewish farmer has an animal that's pregnant, it's going to have a bechar, so they sell to a guy a shiftus in the animal. And that way, if the animal is born, you're part of a bechar. Because today, what are you going to do with a bechar? What are you going to do with it? So, if it's yad goy be'emtza, you're part of it. So the Gemara has a shayla. If you have a right to keep the animal and just pay money, push it. What's the shayla? Tell me this would start, and it's not a trick question.
It's yours, right?
Is it mine? It was mine yesterday, it was mine from the beginning of the year. What's the shayla? The king, since the king has a right to take it, that should be enough to make it not mine for Bechayra. Since the king has a right to take it, yeah? Should that be not mine? He has a right to a chelik. He has a chelik in it. I mean, he doesn't have a chelik yet. He didn't come and take it yet.
He has a right to come and collect the
chelik. He has a right to come and collect the chelik, so it's not considered mine.
Take any
hundreds to other people. It's not going to be part of the Mechayim. It's going to come out. That's going to be buy. That's going to be buy. Let's say I make $50,000 a year. And Uncle Sam takes taxes on another race. Let's say $15,000 goes to taxes. I make $50,000 a year. I'm in the 30% bracket, so $15,000 goes to taxes. So how much should I make that year? 50 or 35? I think it's nice on the money I make. Is Pshat, I earned 50 and I gave the government 15? Or is Pshat, I earned 35? How do you see? How do you look at it? What? I earned 50. But it seems in this Gemara, if I had 1,000 animals born to me, and the government takes 100, I only have 900 born to me. The Gemara says, Tatura, I'm a little Tatura. The Gemara says, I'm positive. Which means that the Gemara is saying that when the government takes it, mitchila, the government, from the minute I earn it, it's b'shuga to the government, it comes out, I didn't really make 50. I made 50, but yeah, government them, so they have a right to 15, and I have a right to 35. So I never made that 15. If it's a shuftus of a guy, it's not going to pack any small 50,000, because I've got even a whole 50,000. And the thing he ultimately gets is saying that's his. It's not money I spent, it's money which they have a right to initiate. See, it's not because I have a card that it's under all the 1,000 animals. Because Yad Gai Ben, I'm not saying she put it for my son the whole $50,000. Yad Gai Ben. But we're saying that whatever the government ultimately takes was it all along. So, what? I'll get to that in a minute. But, yes. You say Yesh Breira. So then, whichever one it takes, there'll be Hover Lama Frey. Could be your right, according to my Yom Yesh Breira. Granted, by their eyes, you pass the name there. That's your part of the But, Malachi, you take a profit. Whatever is income tax, you're profit. Sales tax is different. Sales tax, you have a right. If you don't want to pay the sales tax, you don't have to buy the car. The sales tax, that's optional money that you spent. You earn $35,000, you spent it. But income tax, you don't have to pay. Everyone will understand that you're not giving Bechara because of Anuna. Isa Maslai Kala. Who knows? People's animals, you know. The big things there, you can see them. He said, oh, that person's not aware. But the Marasayim, the Kedim Rashi says, so we're ending up, according to the Kediyam, we also, Behemoth Anuna is Tatura. Right? When it's like Martin the Sark, like the Zuzay, there's no much like it. That it's Tatura. So it seems this would be a Makar, that the income tax case, that you'd be Pasha. What? There's no Marasayim Bechlal on Tzedakah. It's not something people see a gift. Bechaira, people see a Bechar. The Rabbi Chama learns that this Gemara is talking in a case where the government never ended up taking it. They never collected. They had a right to collect, and they never ended up collecting. So Bukhara says, if the government ends up collecting it, there'd be no Shaila, there'd be no Ibaya, everybody would hold that it's Yad Gai Bam. It would never have been an Ibaya. But Bukhara learns, this Gemara is talking, it's a Kiddush.
In a case where the Gemara never ended, where the government never ended up paying the animals, they have a right to come and take it, and they never came, they never knocked on the door, they never took it. In such a case, that's the Gemara's Ibai. That's why the Gemara is Ibai. The Gemara says, Akhof he came. That's called Yad Gai Damsa, the Chiddush. Since the government has a right to take it, even if they didn't end up collecting, Akhof he came, that's called Yad Gai Damsa, and you pass on the Chayim. So Bachar says, if there would have, if it would be a case that they ended up collecting, he says he doesn't understand the Ibaya. He brings a sugi in Gittin, which says that when the government takes Anuna, it means it was there all along. Got a chevik in all along. He says there would be a case where the government ended up taking it, it would zichah be possible. There would be no Ibaya. The Ibaya is even when the government didn't end up taking it, and after it came, it's Petura. The analogy to income tax, at least your own imagination on that list, on that level. But okay. Okay, I'd like to move on. Yeah. If the government. Is the person who used to pay income tax? Tough question. Question. Generally, we follow the law of the land in Dinei Mamon. The pashtus is that people have to pay income tax. If you want to have cases where you have a pitur, you have to come up with a chiddush. That's the pashtus is that you have to pay. There is a halacha in Hilchos Dinei de Malchusa that a widely ignored law. There's no Dinei de Malchusa. You're allowed to jaywalk. There's always a Dinei de Malchusa. People jaywalk. You're allowed to jaywalk. Now to say to evade taxes is widely ignored. If a person did someone a favor, he carried out someone's groceries to the car, and the person gave him $5. So I would agree, that's a widely ignored thing. You know, okay, a person makes $5 here, $5 there, that's a widely ignored law. That could be an exception to it. Maybe counselor gets tips in camp. I don't know how Hechem Advar Magian. But the regular income.
Yep. The government is widely ignored by people, or is the government,
the government
is makbid, but
not enforced. I think that's
the government.
Someone told me he was once driving with Moshe, and he asked Moshe if driving over 55 is an Avera, is he being over the limit of the Dina? So Moshe told him, look, till 10 miles over the speed limit, they don't enforce. Don't get it. You could. If you get a ticket, you're not going to win. If you get a ticket for 56 miles an hour. But in Lamaisa, they don't do it. They're not acting. I don't know if it's they're not acting. It's not enforced. It's not enforced. So it's not enforced. At any rate, I'd like to get back to the Gemara. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Nachmi Shenichnat v'chatei Yisrael.
How do you know if
the Hamas and Nuna? No, it already happened. You have this Bechara sitting in your house. If he's asking the Shaila, the first time he asked us a Shaila, he said, look, this animal was born, I assume it's not a Bechara. The government's going to come. What happened now, ultimately, was the government never came. Now, when I ask you a shayla, it's a type of a chayla
pas. At what point, at some point, right away, you have a shayla. It's not that, you know, years later, you can talk about it, not having a chayla. Do you want to sell the
initially, when you assume the government's going to come, I don't know, maybe. See, the Amaskana is a false prophet, it's not convenient. Now, if the halakha would be that if they don't come, you'd have to wait and see what happens. The Bechar would be in abeyance, whether it's a head chulin or kachim, you have to wait and see. Zati Gemara Tana Rabbana Nachrishin Es Bechatzei Yishei Yisrael B'teke B'yada Ein Zafuk Levar. A guy who goes into a Chatzei Yishei Yisrael eating a sandwich, you don't have to be Levar. A big surprise to everybody. People always ask me, Shaila, say, I've got Yishei workers. What the guy should work is how much did they, people ask me, could they bring their sandwich into work in a bag? And they go outside to eat it. I always tell them, what do you mean? They could eat it in your business. So most Jewish owners
don't go for that. The Rechavit, my saw. The Gemara, nothing. There's no problem. A guy can bring it in. No machlokes. There's no machlokes as long as it's the guy's chametz and it's in his hands and his control. It's shalai, b'shusai, no machlokes. We'll get to that. If kidai at guy is up to mevach. Of course, if he gives it to you as a pekad, you have to be mevach. Yichud le'bayis says up to mevach, never le'mas. Now this is a crucial sentence. Yichud le'bayis. That means the guy comes into my place. He tells me, listen, I brought along sandwich for lunch. I didn't finish it. Could I leave it by you until tomorrow? I come back for work tomorrow, I'm going to eat it. So I tell him, I'm not touching your chametz. But you can buy it. If you want, you know, I have a closet. You can put it in the closet. And tomorrow you'll come back and you'll get it back. Ain't talking to Levi. Does it mean there's a couple of fries or not? Between Rashi and Tyson. Does it mean the Yid said put in the closet and I'm achray? Or put in the closet and I'm not achray? If you don't, if you have a kabbalah, whether you want a kabbalah, this is the second thing. Okay, shenema lo yimatzeh. I said the Gemara is troubled not by the lumdis but by the tach. Why isn't shenema lo yimatzeh? So we have two pshat. Am I common? I can say shenema lo yimatzeh is a chumras. Ain't zakus levayah shenema lo yimatzeh. I'm a papa leishakai. If kidei, as far as zakus levayah shenema lo yimatzeh. The papa is saying what the Gemara said earlier. That if you have the Kabbalah Chayis, it exerts a cut of Layimas. Avashi Amalayim say, the Kayvavakam. Yichu Badai say, Zaklavash, Shneva Layimas, you be Batez. Falati Dayim, the Nachuk Kamayim, the basis of the Nashe Kamayim. They finish. When you say to the guy, put it in the closet, the guy is putting it in his own place, in his own closet. When the guy puts it in, he's putting it in his own shoes. So Memela, what? Says lo yimatzei bibateichem, and this is not bibateichem. So we have here the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which we already saw as Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh, and the machlokes is pirusha kuntris the loy kibul Tosfos yichud loy pirusha kuntris the loy kibul achrayus olamarei hayabayis lefanecha. So Rashi learns loy kibul achrayus, which is geshmak and halacha, it's easy loy kibul achrayus. So of course he put the kosh levi hayu yichud atul lo yichud them. Remember the Sirius Kanya. The papa is saying the svara, kibush yachad bayis hadikilu kibul avachrayis. Hakem tishlonachim beis tishlonach. The papa holds the svara, the Rashi holds the zeres hakasas. Whether you hold the svara or zeres hakasas, it's the same thing. They both hold the maisa, that if the guy is reshus, even if you're makabal achrayis, you're pardon. I told you that's why in your house, you have chametz in a closet, which is sold to a guy, and you know the guy that gets damaged, it's very likely the guy's going to be an Elaine, he's not going to pay for it. How can you keep the guy's chametz in your house? I, Kiyilu, Tachrayis Yisrael. The Teretz is that we sell the guy, or we rent to the guy, the place the chametz is on. And since we give the guy the chametz, the place the chametz is on, it's chametz shel guy, the Teisa shel guy, which is perfectly okay. Which is Teisa's Chiddush. I told you last week that if you go into a grocery store, a Gaisha grocery store, and he asks you if you can watch the store for a minute. The Achrayis is Yisrael, the chametz there, being that it's the basis shel guy, there's no Isser, according to Rabbeinu Tam. There's no Isser at all. This Chiddush, the Pashtus is that Rashi disagrees. I think the Yeshua is the Chiddush that Rashi disagrees. But we pass him by Tosfos. And there's a head of the basis shel guy, chemtzo shel guy. The Rivash has a tshuva, which is brought down by the Ramah and Simin Tuf Nun Sifav. Let's say you're at work, and a Goyisha co-worker asks you, on your way down for your lunch break, and a Goyisha co-worker asks you, do me a favor, on your way down, pick up a sandwich for me. The Goyisha store, Goyisha Chametz,
No problem. Go to the coffee stand on the corner and pick up a sandwich for me. Chametz. Are you permitted to pick up a guy? Are you permitted to pick up a sandwich? You're getting it from a guy. You're giving it to a guy. You're giving him money. It's his money. You're not giving him money. You're giving him money, and you're going to go and buy the sandwich for him. Are you allowed to do it? What? Let me tell you what it says in the Rivash. The Rivash says, Midrabanan is no shayla. Because you're not even allowed to handle chametz. Rivash's chiddush is you're not allowed to handle chametz at all. The shayla, the fellow was at a Yankee game, and there's a guy on his right, and a hot dog vendor on his left, and he asked him to pass the hot dog. You're allowed to pass the hot dog? Rivash says, you know, I'll touch chametz.
Well, you're not going to eat it.
We're not talking about eating it. We're talking about handling chametz. You for a moment are holding on to a guy's chametz. So midrabanan, there's no shayla now to handle chametz. Shayla, we're not tired. If he puts enough mustard, he can just handle the frankfurter and the bun will stick. Thank you for that, Michelle. But it's but the question is, what about bayirah bayimatzeh? Rivash says, what about Bayira Bayimatzeh? So the Rivash says, Olam, this is like this. The halacha is, Ein Shlichus L'Gad. Ein Shlichus L'Akum. You don't say Shlichus L'Akum, I say by a guy. So if a guy makes you a Shliach and he gives you money to buy him a sandwich, the Shlichus is not Chal. So it becomes your sandwich. And since the sandwich is yours, so you're able to buy Bayira Bayimatzeh. That's what it says in the Rivash. Question is, you can't be kind of something bakarcha. What happens if you're a lamdin? And you say to the guy says, I'll make you a shliach. So you tell the guy, okay, I'll go buy it, but you know, you should just know, I'm not going to have a mind to be kind of the sandwich. So the Mishnah Berurah, where's in the Prima Garden? I think it's the Mishnah Lamelech also. That if you have a mind not to be kind of it, then it's okay. She asked me a question right away. You go down to the store and you go, so you're not going to handle it. You're going to tell the guy, put it in my briefcase. I don't touch comments. So put it in your briefcase. You carry it upstairs. So the Prima Garden, the Shmuel Malach, they say, as long as you have a mind not to be kindness, there's no problem. What's the problem? What? But he has a mind not to be kind. You can't be kind of something against your will. So be
happy.
The problem is, what kind of heter is this? What about a chayis? What about the fact that you're a chayis Yisrael? So l'chayra, this heter, the Prima Garden doesn't say this. L'chayra, this heter is only if you either beferish or not makabel a chayis. Or if you hold that there's no achrayis to a guy, and it's enough that you just didn't want a makabel achrayis, but chayra has to include a failure to be makabel achrayis.
Yes, so I'm not
I can't be a shliach for you because you're a guy. I can't be kind of it because I'm a yid. You want me to be makabel achrayis? No achrayis. And I can't touch it. I'm going to take my bag. I'm going to tell the seller, put it into the bag, and then I'll carry it out. And if something happens on the way, either the pshia, because we'll control the place of Shem Mechina. So I'm not a Kabbalah Chayyim. So the guy says, fine. So you can do it. Would you do it? No. So Mishnah Berurah seems to pass. Mishnah Berurah is down. Mishnah Berurah is talking that in such a case, if you satisfy all these conditions, that you're allowed to do it. So what does that mean? If they're piercing the sandwich, so you have to tell the people who are piercing the sandwich, I'm not a kabach rayas.
You still have it.
I'm not a kabach rayas on the sandwich. And you take out your piece of wood, and you put out the pieces, you put on the piece of wood, and you... and that's not my day double after, no? I'm not joking, that's what comes out. You go to a ball game, you do well. If anybody wants to go to a ball game, you take a look at Mishnah Berurah. It's going to be tough not to zip off. and you have it right there. What? You can't touch it with the rabbi. You can't be kind it. You don't pick up the cookie and destroy it. You bust it, you take a broom, it's the top of the double achet. You take it to destroy it. And if you can't, if it's in that place, you're going to get it with your hand, of course you're going to have to take it with your hand. The list, this just brings to mind, last Pesach, one of my Balabatim Shul came to me, it's a real story. He comes over to me, he says, I have a question for you. What's the question? That day they went to the Yankee game. Well, that game, I had no bias, you know. They went to the ball game. So he had the boy, he was in the sister. He said, I don't want to go to ball games. He said, oh, you should think. I'm not going to ball games. He was very upset at him, but he let him stay home. He went all the way, I don't know, to the Bronx or the Queens. And he went, he sat down and looked around. All trees. He got so upset. He drove back, he left his family at the ball game. Drove back to Flatbush and forced his son to get into the car and go to the ball game. And the psychologist, why did he do that? He didn't want his son to think he's a shagis. He wanted to take him to show him there are the Israelites. So my son came, he took over the safer. The whole ball game, he only looked in the safe. He didn't look at the ball. So now he asked me, am I right or is my son right? To be continued.